In a high desert town marshal's saloon, the drinks were on prohibitionist Governor Oswald West. The legendary governor who's responsible for the Oregon public beach access and also responsible for Oregon's arrival at the Prohibition Party several years before the rest of the country, dropped into the now ghost town of Harney on a trip to Boise, gave a speech, and rolled on. A few years later, he pardoned the town marshal who'd been convicted of winging a competitor. The town marshal also happened to be the town saloon owner. I'm going to tell you this story, which is just a wonderful kind of Wild West crazy story about early Eastern Oregon. But first, I'm going to introduce myself. My name is Finn J.D. John, and I do a weekly newspaper column called Offbeat Oregon History. Started it in 2008, and it currently runs in about a dozen community newspapers around the state, every week bringing a story from Oregon history. One of the stories that nobody knows about. Stories of heroes and rascals, of shipwrecks and lost gold, of Shanghai sailors and Skid Row bordellos and pirates and robbers and buried treasure and unsolved mysteries. Just great stuff that you wouldn't even think would be part of Oregon's history, considering what a young state it is. What you're listening right now is the daily RSS news service of that column. It brings you one of our archive columns every morning in your choice of text and pictures or audio-only formats. Today's episode was written on July 31st, 2011, and I'm going to read it to you now. A dozen or so miles out of the town of Burns, just off Highway 20 in eastern Oregon, there's a spot along Rattlesnake Creek where, if you know what you're looking for, you might find the last remnants of one of Oregon's most gone ghost towns. This was Harney City, formerly the seat of Harney County. Today it's hard to find. It's been a ghost town since the 1930s when the last of the high desert homesteaders gave up and moved away. But in 1912, when Governor Oswald West dropped in to make a stump speech, it was a thriving community of 100 souls with a couple of sawmills and a stockyard full of sheep and a Presbyterian church, a general store, and a saloon. West surely wasn't the only Western state governor to have made a stump speech in a soon-to-be ghost town, but he may have been the only one to make a speech in a town so remote and tiny. The other funny thing about this speech is that just before making it, West, the governor who more or less sponsored Prohibition in Oregon, bought drinks for everybody in the saloon. Here's the story. West, in his second year as Oregon's governor, was on his way to a conference of Western governors in Boise. Riding out of Burns, he headed for Harney City, where he hoped to make an afternoon speech. When he got there, he headed straight for the general store and talked to proprietor Fred Haynes. Fred was a staunch Republican, but graciously refrained from throwing the Democratic governor off the premises and told him meetings were usually held in the church. Prompted for more information, he allowed that the town marshal was the man to talk to about making such arrangement. Prompted again, Fred was clearly not bending over backwards to be helpful to this figurehead of the opposite political party here, he told West that the town marshal would be found across the street in the local saloon, which he owned. West went to the saloon, found the joint packed with about 40% of the population of Harney City. Sheep herders, packers, and mill workers eating and drinking, and the town marshal pulling beers and filling orders for food at the bar. It was almost certainly lunchtime, although West didn't say specifically what time it was. West introduced himself and asked about using the church. The marshal was happy to oblige, although his cooperation may have had to do with West's next move. The teetotaling Governor Oswald West rang the bar bell. Here's the quote. "Although a pronounced prohibitionist, I didn't have the crust to ask such a favor without setting up drinks for the crowd," West remembered later in 1949. After the ceremonies at the bar, the marshal said, "All of you get the hell out of here. I'm going to lock up. We're going down to hear West make a speech." Across the street traipsed the happy lunchtime crowd, followed by a number of other residents attracted by the steeple bell which the marshal was ringing. The gov delivered a speech, shook some hands, and headed out towards Vail and points east. A year or two later, West was in his office in Salem. Things were going well. The Oregon Beach Highway Law had passed. The wheels were already trying to outlaw the sale of drinking alcohol in Oregon. He gained some nationwide notoriety for the incident at Copperfield. You may remember that one. The governor had declared martial law and sent his secretary at the head of a detachment of National Guard troops, and they'd padlocked every saloon and gambling hall in the place. All this after the county sheriff's response to the complaints of corruption and illegal activity there weren't vigorous enough for West. Well, that's about the time when the Harney County Sheriff stopped in to let the governor know he was bringing an old friend to Salem. To be more precise, he was bringing an old friend to the Oregon State Penitentiary. It seemed the Harney City town marshal slash saloon keeper had gotten into a frank exchange of views with a couple of local competitors. The town of Harney City apparently was not big enough for more than one saloon. The antagonists had gone for pistols, and the town marshal had succeeded in plugging one of the other two in the arm. Tried and convicted, he was now on his way to Salem to serve time for this felony. "Well, when you bring him down, drop in here on the way to the pen," West replied. When the saloonkeeper slash town marshal slash convicted felon arrived at the governor's office, he got a surprise that may not have been so surprising. Quote, "I had a pardon prepared for my Harney friend, and as I handed it to him, I said, 'Brother, go thy way and shoot no more,'" West recalled. I haven't been able to learn the marshal's name, although somewhere in the state archives there surely is a copy of his pardon. West discreetly leaves it out of his account. But within a year or two, the saloon he was fighting over would turn into either a restaurant or a speakeasy, as Oregon's prohibition law kicked in, and not many years after that, the entire town would be left to the jackrabbits. That's it for today's episode. You can check out all of these columns and subscribe to either RSS feed by going to www.offbeatoregon.com. Both Offbeat Oregon du jour feeds are optimized for smartphone use, but they work great on a tablet, netbook, or computer as well. Everything here is covered under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license. Well, thanks for listening. Drop me a line at finn@offbeatoregon.com anytime, or if you do Twitter, @offbeatoregon. Especially if you're going to be in Corvallis and have time for a cup of coffee. I'll be back tomorrow morning around 6 o'clock with the next episode, and until then, well, happy trails!